This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Launching into the second hour of the program here. As always, you're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into one of those. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Silver Dave.
Dave, you and I were talking about concentrating activism in one place. Obviously, we know that the migration to New Hampshire has been going on for libertarians for now well over a decade and a half at this point, and it has been arguably successful. I will argue that it has been a success because there have been just a number of countless successful libertarian activism, whether it be people getting elected to office or civil disobedience that had an effect that sort of reverberated outside of New Hampshire, like the old 420s that happened here in Keene. That's almost a decade ago now. So there's been so many examples of just wonderful successes. We've most recently become crypto mecca here in Keene and also in Portsmouth, where we've got two very heavy crypto-accepting cities, and that's all because of the concentration of activism in these places. But, as you pointed out, it's still spread out. Like, you know, across New Hampshire, there's a few thousand. I think I heard that the Free State Project now counts 4,000 as the number of people who have moved here. Of course, they don't keep a good close track of the number of people who've left, so, you know, maybe a thousand or two of them have left over the last decade, I don't know. It's hard to really say. A number of people have left. I can think of dozens just from this area alone.
Definitely.
Who are no longer with us, and I know that they leave from other areas of New Hampshire, too. But I would say that despite, you know, all of the difficulties that we've seen, we've had tremendous success, especially when compared to the rest of the libertarian movement, just in general. I mean, the New Hampshire successes have overwhelmed, I would say, the other 49 states combined over the last 40 years. Even if you just look alone at political successes, we've had far more. So from that perspective, it's a win. Does that mean that the government has reversed direction? No. No, it hasn't.
I mean, the thing is that I agree with you that there has been some success in New Hampshire, and more so in New Hampshire than other places I can think of.
Right.
Not that I necessarily know, because I'm not in other places, or there may be, you know, some niche group somewhere that's, you know, really hardcore. But the reason we got on this subject, I think, was we were talking about the shootings, and the reason that I want to connect these things is that I'm not sure how, but I think that these shootings are awfully convenient for the powers that be that want to disarm people, and I feel like they are becoming more successful because now they're getting people to cry out to disarm themselves. You know, like, they didn't do a shooting, but somehow the people who didn't do anything wrong are the ones that are being, potentially disarmed. And the reason this whole thing is that the longer that people wait to actually resist, the harder it will become. And I feel like
that's true.
When should we do it? Like, when everyone's disarmed, is that when we're going to be like, okay, well, now that we have even less ability to resist, is that when we will resist? And I realize it's hard, but are we going to do it? Are we going to resist these guys, or are we going to just let them take it to even new levels? Is this going to become like the Matrix, where eventually everyone's just going to be in a pod producing energy for the system being plugged into their mind, some false reality?
Yeah, it's not going to a good place. I mean, that's for sure. Whatever it is that they've got planned is not going to be good. It's not going to be freedom, and we're not going in a more free direction nationwide or even worldwide. But I do agree with you that if you concentrate enough people in one place who are not only willing to do something, but also willing to refuse to do what they're told, then you can bring the system to basically a grinding halt. I mean, we almost single-handedly stopped the issuance of parking tickets here in Keene, New Hampshire, in about a one-year time frame with what was called Robin Hood of Keene, where it only was maybe a handful of activists, maybe 5 to 8 activists who were sort of coordinated by one activist who kind of set a schedule and kind of was the sort of the managerial or organizational component of the thing and said, all right, well, Garrett, you go out from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then Mariah, you can go out from 1 to 5 and we'll, you know, cover every single day of the week and we'll stop parking tickets from being written. And we basically shut down a good portion of their ability to write parking tickets with just a dedicated crew of like half a dozen. So, I mean, there's a lot that can be done, but it takes time, it takes effort, it takes dedicated, you know, stick-to-itiveness, and I don't know if we could pull that off these days because, well, nowadays everybody's working, they got a job, they're more productive, so they don't have a few hours a day that they can go out and do the Robin Hooding and stop tickets from being written. But that's where having more people can come into handy, where if you had more than a half a dozen, if instead you had 60 or 600 or something like that instead of just 6,
yeah,
then you can, a lot more becomes possible. But as one of our chat room participants pointed out here, who was involved in the original Freetown Project founding, you can't herd cats very effectively.
Yeah.
And well, that's the challenge.
That's the challenge, because the people that we're looking for are people who don't want to be led. But we want to lead them to not being led. You know, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah. Well, if you can get enough libertarians to migrate somewhere, I think they're going to have an impact, just because they're going to be in people's lives more often. So even those who are coming at it from the perspective of not wanting to be out visibly and doing visible activism, like, you know, it's not right for everybody to go out and do the 420 celebrations. Not everybody's into it, first and foremost, and secondly, not everybody's willing to take that kind of a risk and do civil disobedience. But having those people being in the community, working at jobs, going to church or, you know, whatever, sewing clubs or whatever it is, that, you know, social activities that people do, go to the comic book store, game nights or whatever, you know, like the things that people do, they're going to mix with more libertarians if there's more libertarians living in the area. And the more people can encounter a libertarian in their life, the more seriously they're going to take the ideas. Because if it's just one libertarian that they know, or they've only seen him on the side of the road waving a sign or something, but instead they actually know some from work, and they know some from school, and they know some from, you know, you fill in the blank, and they're seeing them on the roads, and they're seeing them in the media, and they're seeing running for office, that's where you can have an effect on people. Because if you can't get the average people on board, it's going to be hard to get to 10 or 20% just by simply bringing people in from the outside. That's hard.
And I think that even the powers that be would sabotage such a movement like that by making it look bad, by inserting different types of situations to make it look bad. Like, for example, let's even pretend that somehow it was successful to get 1,000 people to move to, and I feel like 1,000 people in one geographical location that were living together.
You mean like a town?
Yeah, like let's say, for example,
1,000 people in New York City isn't going to do anything.
Yeah, forget New York City. I'm talking about, let's say, for example, Henniker. You have the town of Henniker. And let's say 1,000 people move to Henniker, and I think Henniker's probably got a few thousand people that live there. Maybe they're like 5,000 people or something. If 1,000 people moved to Henniker, but they like moved into like the same streets and neighborhoods where they like took up, you know, one quarter of the town, but they lived in that side of town. Well, like, and none of them were like, we're not paying taxes, we're not going to agree to your stuff, and if you want to like come here and like come and kill us, all of us, to force us to do stuff, you could do that, and you know, and it'll be hard to hide that, and it would be really hard for these guys to like come, because even if they drop bombs on them, it'd be hard, because even the rest of Henniker would be like, oh my god, they bombed those guys. Maybe these guys really aren't, you know, as maybe this government really isn't about the freedom that they purport to be.
Wasn't there a movement project in Philly that got bombed in the 70s?
And that's one of the things I think about. Like, there's Waco, Texas, which I know they make those guys look like wackos at Waco, but I don't know all the details, but I think that they just wanted to live free. And and they burned them to death.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
But they only had a few hundred people. They needed 800 more.
We do need to get more liberty-minded folks to migrate here, and they don't all have to come to the same town, but it certainly wouldn't hurt to have a concentration. We got more coming up here. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-4. 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com. If you're ready to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, you can easily do it now. And you can do it globally via a bunch of different platforms, a bunch of different payment methods like PayPal and Venmo. Now, those are a little higher risk than some of the other ones. As far as if you're, especially if you're selling Bitcoin Cash, you got to keep in mind that there are some people out there in the world that are not very honorable. And certain payment methods make it easier for them to be dishonorable. So you know, you're taking a bit of a risk with PayPal and Venmo, but you can use them. Plus, there's bank deposits, remittances, so like sending Western Union, for instance, and you can just meet up in person with cash. There are a bunch of different ways to do it. Go to local.bitcoin.com. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and to use the site, and all the communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. It is a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. Local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. As we continue here, we got Penis Jim in our Discord chat who's sharing a archive.org link to the old Freetown Project website, Silver Dave. So if you want to go check out and see what the old pitch for the Freetown Project was, you can do that. As he points out, they basically were professional-level trolls who were just too good at trolling, and basically ended up their movement never really panned out because there was such a large pushback in the town of Grafton, New Hampshire, which was where they had chosen as their destination for the Freetown Project. He said that he thought Freekeen was a much more successful sort of Freetown Project, but Freekeen was never actually overtly pitched as just, hey, come take over Keene, because that wouldn't have been possible. Keene's a town of 23,000 people, and it would be ridiculous to think that you could, you know, bring the numbers of people in here that you would need to actually take it over. Whereas in a small town, they actually thought they would have a chance at doing that. But what ended up happening was they were so loud and obnoxious about what they wanted to do, they stirred up the hornet's nest, if you will, and got a bunch of people in the town who hadn't been that active to all of a sudden get active against the Freetown Project. So there's no easy solution here, but either way, any way you slice it, having greater numbers in a concentrated area makes all the difference in the world. And that reminds me, actually, I meant to say that we've got a incredibly good piece of news about another arch-statist hater who is now leaving New Hampshire. Have you ever heard of Susan the Bruce? I didn't expect you had. Susan the Bruce is, or was, still is, she is a hater of freedom. She hates libertarians. She is an active blogger, so she has her own blog. It's called Susan the Bruce. And she was one of the most, I would say, visible of those people who opposed libertarians, right? So, like, there's people who don't like libertarians, but you don't know who they are. And then there's the people who make a big to-do about not liking libertarians and put it on their blog site. Susan was one of the few people over the years who was a relatively consistent critic, somebody who paid attention, somebody who wrote frequently about what free staters were up to. I was a target by her a number of times on her blog, but she would target a lot of what was going on in the state house. She also hates Republicans as well. She's a lefty. And she's gone. She announced on her blog recently that she is moving to Maine. So now the people of Maine will have to deal with Susan the Bruce and this one of the most visible and I would say well-spoken. I mean, she's not a dumb woman. Like, she's, you know, she was good at writing and she was fairly sharp in her criticisms, but she gave up. And she decided she's going to move east and go to Maine.
Good. So, enjoy. Yeah. Her, Maine. Take her.
I love it when this news happens, because Susan the Bruce wasn't the first one to go either. There was another one that used to write for a website called Counterpunch. I'm forgetting what her name was off the top of my head. She used to live out in the town where Mark lived. and she wrote articles for this international website called Counterpunch that were very anti-Free State Project. She moved out several years ago. She sold her house in the Cheshire County area, and she moved out of the state. And so now we got another one who is moving out of the state. And I feel like these are real successes for us, because if you can have enough success with your political migration, which is what we're doing here, right? We've got libertarians migrating to New Hampshire and getting active so we can hopefully achieve more freedom in our lifetime. And you're so frustrating to the other side, to the statist opposition. You're so frustrating to them that they quit being state representatives, that they quit being active in politics altogether, and even better, leave the state entirely. I mean, that is something that we should be celebrating and cheering about, because it's great news. I mean, Susan the Bruce, one of the most visible anti-freedom bloggers in New Hampshire, is gone. And she's not the first one to go. We've had haters here in the Keene area who, a year or so ago, they left town, two of the worst haters in Keene. From what I've heard, they've moved out of New Hampshire entirely. There was the guy who attacked Sam Dodson years ago with a coffee cup on the streets of Keene. It was ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous to even call it an attack, but it was technically an assault. He, like, touched him in the face with his coffee cup. He didn't spill hot coffee on him. He just kind of had this empty coffee cup with him that said, like, Free Keene from the Free Keens, Free Keeners or something like that, written, not like scrawled on it. And the dude was a downtown business owner who was just completely irrational in his hatred for the Free Staters here. He's gone. He moved to Los Angeles, sold his business. His daughter, who was almost as bad as he was, also moved out. She moved down to D.C. So it's almost all of the most visible, loudest haters have just packed it up and said, we're gone. We're done. Because, I mean, if you were a total statist and you were in New Hampshire and you were hoping to make some headway, and then all of a sudden you start coming up against these damn libertarians who are getting elected, who are stopping your legislation from getting through, like, how many more times are you going to keep going? How many more times are you going to keep bashing your head up against the, you know, the libertarian apparatus here and have no success or very little success when you could just leave? And you could go somewhere like New York, or you could go somewhere like, you know, California, or some other arch-statist kind of not freedom-friendly place, and you can have all the freedom-crushing legislation that you wanted in New Hampshire. It's already been passed in these other places. You want gun control? Head on out to New York or California. There it is, all the gun control you could possibly want.
I don't know how people can have this kind of mindset where they want to be limited, where they want to have their own freedoms limited. Be like, please, enslave me more. Please limit my freedom more. I can't get enough of this. How can people think this way? It really is amazing.
Is it about them wanting to be enslaved, or is it about them wanting other people to be enslaved?
Good point.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. So sayonara, Susan the Bruce, and whatever other haters are out there, I'm sure you're going to go. And the more libertarians that move here, the more difficult their lives become. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Are you able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, without having to check in with anyone? Or are you stuck in a job, business, relationship, or marriage where you can't do what you want? Where you're pretty much a glorified prisoner? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income under a flexible schedule and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police and federal agents continue to investigate a deadly mass murder in Dayton, Ohio that left 9 people dead. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham says the suspect was obsessed with violence.
we have uncovered evidence throughout the course of our investigation that the shooter was exploring violent ideologies. And based upon this evidence, we're initiating an FBI investigation side by side with the Dayton Police homicide investigation to make sure we get to the bottom and we explore everything and we try to understand the best we can why this horrific attack happened.
President Trump and the First Lady will both be heading to Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas on Wednesday. North Korea says its latest missile test was a warning against joint military exercises between South Korea and the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the success of the idea of concentrating libertarian activists in one geographic area. It has been, I would say, an unmatched success. There's been nothing like the Great Liberty Migration that's been happening here in New Hampshire, anywhere else on the planet. This one has been a success, not only for the reasons that I initially stated of, you know, the political success stories, people actually getting elected, and all the great things that that has brought about, the civil disobedience, as well as some of the other activism. The outreach here has been pretty unprecedented. The cop blocking, this is the home of cop block. It was right here in our little own Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian and Silver Dave, by the way, with us. But the other side of that success story is driving away the bad guys, driving away the statists, the arch statists who believe in government control and government obedience and bigger taxes and more government programs. People like Susan the Bruce, who is a longtime blogger here in New Hampshire. She recently, in her most recent blog post, announced she is leaving. She's moving to Maine. And she's not the first, nor will she be the last, of the opposition to just throw it in, to pack it up, throw the towel in, and call it a day, and get the F out of New Hampshire. And I love it. I love it when that happens, because I see it as an amazing success story when that happens, because you're basically losing like some of the most visible opponents. Right? Like, yeah, there's your average run-of-the-mill status out there, but we don't know who they are. They don't have blogs. They don't, you know, write letters to the editor. When the people who are the visible doers, the so-called thought leaders in the media, decide to hightail it out of New Hampshire, we ought to celebrate that. I think that's great news.
Which makes me wonder, if you had the 1,000 people that moved to one concentrated area.
Mm-hmm. Like a town, you mean?
Like a town. Maybe a lot of other people would move away.
Yeah.
Then maybe this changes this sort of ratio that you picture, you know, how many would it take? Well, we can't calculate for how many people would leave. And then how many other people? Most people don't really stand for anything, in my opinion. Most people just go along to get along. They don't really have ethics or value. They just go to work.
That's right.
And they go home and they watch TV until they go to bed and they wake up in the morning.
They just want to take care of their family and live their life, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. And that's fine.
And that's probably the larger percentage of people.
Absolutely.
So they'll just go along with whatever the doers, whatever the people who are sort of louder, metaphorically speaking, do. So, like,
yes.
If the louder liberty people, you know, if the people came in and they were liberty-oriented and they sort of took over and the loud anti-liberty people moved, then the sort of, you know, like, just go along with whatever people would just go along with the liberty.
That's correct. I think you're absolutely right about that, Silver Dave. I think that also you would see people who were sort of, so you've got the group you're talking about, sort of the majority. I would say they're probably the majority of people. A lot of them don't vote. They just don't care. They just live in their life and they're trying to ignore the government and try to just do whatever they got to do to get by. I think those people would do exactly what you're talking about. And then there would be others who, you know, maybe would be a little more active. They might have been with the Republicans or the Democrats or something like that. But as they perceived that libertarianism was becoming more popular, some of them might switch sides and they might say things like, oh, yeah, I always agreed with you guys, even though they never really actually did anything until the last moment.
Oh, yeah,
moment.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of
and course. Then, of course, we'll also get the later movers, the ones that didn't want to actually start anything or join early, but they'll see that we've had all this success. And then, you know, let's call them the lazier libertarians will pick up 10 years later and they'll, oh, okay, you guys finally got legal marijuana. Oh, you finally, you know, whatever.
They're like the people that show up once there's like a nice, a lot of appetizers are out and all. They're like, oh, we heard all this, you know. They didn't want to do the work, but they wanted to, you know, receive the benefits.
Yeah, and you know, that's
and
to
that's
be expected.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's to be. That's okay.
Hopefully, we can persuade more people to move sooner rather than later. But it's a hard task getting people to pick up their lives and migrate for freedom. Let alone, you know, saying, "Hey, come to one specific town," because it's hard to advocate that. Because, you know, a lot of people need a job. They don't have their own business, so they can't just move to Henniker, right? Because Henniker probably doesn't have a whole lot of jobs available. It's a small town. So it would make more sense if you were like a self-mover, right? Like you had your own business. You could just kind of live wherever you wanted to. That would be
grow your own food.
Yeah.
So you don't like – and that's a lot of it, too, is that this system – is designed so that you have to work because you have to buy food.
You got to pay property taxes.
You got to pay property taxes. You got to pay these fees to live. You can't just live, which to me is like the clear indication that there is not freedom. Like,
that's right.
Like, who are these guys? Here's what I've always wondered. I was a little kid. You know, I've always wondered, you buy your property from one person. Well, they bought it from someone else. Well, who's the first guy who just claimed that they owned everything? You know, like
whoever conquered the Indians, I guess.
Yeah. So, like, I feel like I'm not really
probably some a-hole, the king or something like that, right?
Yeah. So, like, where did it all start? You know, like, whatever happened to the idea of that the earth is home for all the animals and all the people to share and live?
That's a good question. I bet Jay, I bet your roommate knows a good history on like where property came from, because I think he's done a lot of research on that topic. I bet if you asked Jamie, our Wednesday night co-host. Let's bring Bad Slave on the line here. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Susan the Bruce has hit the road. That is fabulous.
Isn't that great news?
You know, she was so annoying. I interacted directly with her a couple of times.
Oh, really? You met her in real life?
Well, it was over the web.
Oh, okay.
It
was, at dinner.
Not the same
thing. Yeah, Facebook or something like that. And you know, you forget maybe to mention that there was big funding for these progressives to, you know, try to interfere with FSP. And you know, Soros, probably Susan the Bruce was getting something. We know the, what's her three-name thing, one that had those meetups that we invaded.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was this progressive group that used to come out with like exposés on who all the Free Staters were that were running for office, but they didn't do it in 2018 for some reason. I don't know what happened.
Well, they just realized that, you know, we're not the evil empire,
or that we're not going away.
Nobody's really getting excited about it.
Yeah.
Liberty's not a bad idea.
Right. Well, a lot of times when they try to do hit pieces on like candidates, it ended up being like a benefit to the candidates because they would spend a bunch of money trying to out the political candidates, like so and so is against taxes, so and so is against government schools or whatever. Like they come up with this list of things that were all true, and
they say their name a bunch of times.
Yeah. It was marketing.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
And like, you know, there's a basis of New Hampshire residents that have been here for a long time that agree with the Liberty perspective.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
And so they were having a terrible time getting traction. That's why they leave. And they'll always leave because it's uncomfortable here for us. For them. And we're happy to have them. I mean, we want them to be around. We want to talk to them. We want to, ask them questions. They hate questions. That's great,
Yep, I do.
But also, the Freetown Project, that was...
Hold that thought. I'll let you continue on the Freetown here in just a moment. More with Bad Slave. He was around back in the day. He then actually lived in Grafton for some amount of time. So he was pretty close to the whole Freetown concept. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can do that. And you can also take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial the toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE. We've gotten on to one of my favorite topics, and Dave, you brought us into this, the discussion about freedom lovers coming to one geographic area together. Now, you're being a little more specific regarding the destination. You're saying maybe they should move to a town rather than all to one state. Now, of course, I think that we need to see both of those things happen. I think that we need to have the Free State Project concept of people moving to New Hampshire because it is still a relatively small state with a low population. Gives people more options to where they can move. So if you need to move to a bigger city or something like that, or you need to be close to Boston, there are options for that. Or you can move to one of the smaller towns, like Dave is suggesting here, and maybe have a much larger impact for whatever it is that, you know, activism that you're going to do. I do want to make sure you know about My Magic Mud. Wherever it is that you are, you got to have good teeth, healthy teeth, white teeth. And this wonderful black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay can help you do that. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and there's a reason why it's available in a bunch of great health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. And that's because the product works and people love it. And it's been a great success story for the folks over at My Magic Mud over the past few years, several years actually. Liberty-oriented folks behind the business, you go to MyMagicMud.com and you can skip the trip to the store and save 20% by using code FTL20. That's FTL20 like Free Talk Live. FTL20. For 20% off at MyMagicMud.com as we go back to Bad Slave, commenting on the original idea of the Freetown Project. Now, Dave just came up with the idea again here, but it's been, you know, 15 or so years, maybe even 20 years, not quite 20 years, I guess, probably like 18 years since somebody originally cooked this idea up and they chose Grafton as the town, and things didn't quite work out the way they intended. Your thoughts on that, Bad Slave?
Well, you know, we actually had already living there, the Libertarian candidate for governor for, I think, 4 years,
mm-hmm.
or not 4 years, four terms. And, you know, of course, he never got close to being elected.
No.
But But, there was already a good Liberty contingent living up there. But I think, well, there was Cade opposition, again, even in this Free Town Project arrangement, that there was a troll that operated remotely down in Florida, and then another guy that showed up here. And it's not hard, a jerk to, raise the hackles of the local town, by just, putting out comments and going around, just being a total, troll.
Let me read the paragraph here that was one of the original pitches for the Freetown Project. It says, quote, "The Freetown Project intends to liberate either a New Hampshire town or a western county by moving in enough libertarians to control the local government and remove oppressive regulations such as planning and zoning and building code requirements and stop enforcement of laws prohibiting victimless acts among consenting adults such as dueling, gambling, incest, price gouging, cannibalism, and drug handling." So they basically put some of the most offensive possible issues in this pitch for the Freetown Project. I mean, there's no reason why cannibalism and incest need to be on the front page of any libertarian website anywhere.
Not at all.
I don't know. Are you sure? Because, it sounds kind of... No, I'm kidding.
So, that was the attitude, right, of some of these founders. I mean, so how serious this guy was about this, I don't know. Some people did move to Grafton, and it sort of became this sort of unofficial Freetown Project, but it was that attitude of maximum trolling, maximum rudeness, or whatever you want to call that, that really created a lot of the pushback by some of the old town members.
Right, right. And one of those we just lost. Well, we've lost two of them. We've lost John Connell, the preacher of our church, Peaceful Assembly Church, and now more recently Bob Hull was a state rep, an active state rep as he passed away.
That's right.
But we've had even more people moving up here. They tend to be, I think, a little, lower keyed kind of thing,
right.
and that we need to kind of start gathering together or to put our pieces together so that we're, not in battle with each other, because it seems like that is occurring way too much up there. And so I'm still hopeful. I still have property up there. And an interest in completing and making a go of it up there. So,
That every year we do hear about the town meeting, because that's how towns are governed here in New Hampshire, is the town meeting format, where people can just show up at this meeting. If they're voters in the town, they can actually weigh in on budgetary matters and actually, vote things up and down. And apparently they've been fairly contentious, with a good libertarian chunk coming in there and really upsetting the old town,
That's been going on, yes. So before we go on, I want to get up the notice that the governor... I think is about to veto three gun bills that need to be vetoed. And I just talked to the, receptionist, at the, state house, earlier today, and I had a really nice conversation with her, and I asked her if she was in agreement with my stance, and she's, I can't talk about that. But then I got to talking to her, and she says, "Hey, I really like the way you said that." So I was starting to realize what was going on. And like I say, these are going to be some of the people that are the long-term, New Hampshire residents that agree with liberty and,
Yeah, there are a lot of those people up here, and it's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen. Ben Slave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project is because of its sort of the live free or die mentality that exists in many of the natives that are from up here. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on the line, also on our Discord server. I presume calling from Tennessee. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes, wanted to talk about something I've touched on in the past, and that is history and lies and what it is that we actually know. And I kind of stumbled across a YouTube clip or video called What If Everything You Were Ever Taught Was a Lie, if anybody wants to look that up. It's pretty good.
I like where this is going already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've used this in my arguments regarding the Bible being infallible and other things of that nature. But where I really want to go with this is different belief systems. People have different belief systems. Some people believe the earth is flat. Some people believe that all those contrails in the sky are chemtrails. I know that both of those things are false.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, some of the people that I have met or people that I've run across, they believe those things. And
yeah,
I have to allow them to believe what they want to believe because nobody believes exactly the same thing. Nobody believes exactly what I believe. And if we insist that other people believe exactly like we do, then we're going to be beating our head against the wall all the time because you're never going to get everybody to believe exactly the way you do. I mean, you're lucky not to get anybody to believe that. My wife doesn't believe exactly like I do. And so you have to allow people their different conclusions. Now, it doesn't mean you can't talk to them about it and, you know, discuss things. Like if when I talk to flat earth people, I say, you know, why are the days longer in Alaska than they are in Florida during the summertime, you know, those kind of things that, you know, kind of, I'm just looking to get the gears turning.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we don't know what's true and what's not. All we know is what we can observe.
Sure.
And so many of the things that we've been taught in the past are absolute lies. So we need to question everything.
Yeah, well, I agree with questioning everything, and if people want to have beliefs that seem completely unfathomable and unsupportable, that's certainly their prerogative. If you've got more, Gene, you can stand by. We'll continue here.
Sure.
Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Ian and Silver, Dave in the studio. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.